April Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2012 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Stories from Conference. Building Lasting Foundations. As a young man, I worked with a contractor building footings and foundations for new houses. In the summer heat, it was hard work to prepare the ground for the form into which we poured the cement for the footing. There were no machines. We used a pick and a shovel. Building lasting foundations for buildings was hard work in those days. It also required patience. After we poured the footing, we waited for it to cure. Much as we wanted to keep the jobs moving, we also waited after the pour of the foundation before we took away the forms. And even more impressive to a novice builder was what seemed to be a tedious and time-consuming process to put metal bars carefully inside the forms to give the finished foundation strength. In a similar way, the ground must be carefully prepared for our foundation of faith to withstand the storms that will come into every life. That solid basis for a foundation of faith is personal integrity. Our choosing the right consistently, whenever the choice is placed before us, creates the solid ground under our faith. It can begin in childhood, since every soul is born with the free gift of the Spirit of Christ. With that Spirit, we can know when we have done what is right before God and when we have done wrong in His sight. Those choices, hundreds in most days, prepare the solid ground on which our edifice of faith is built. The metal framework around which the substance of our faith is poured is the gospel of Jesus Christ with all its covenants, ordinances, and principles. One of the keys to an enduring faith is to judge correctly the curing time required. That curing does not come automatically through the passage of time, but it does take time. Getting older does not do it alone. It is serving God and others persistently with full heart and soul that turns testimony of truth into unbreakable spiritual strength. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Mountains to Climb, Ensign, May 2012, page 24. Questions to ponder. Can you remember a time when your personal integrity was tested? How did you respond? How does serving God and others in faith strengthen your spiritual foundation? Consider writing your thoughts in your journal or discussing them with others. Additional resources on this topic: Faith in Study by Topic at LDS.org. Richard G. Scott, The Transforming Power of Faith and Character, Ensign, November 2010, pages 43 through 46. Fill in the blank. Number 1. We can be delivered from the ways of evil and wickedness by turning to the teachings of the, fill in the blank, from L. Tom Perry, The Power of Deliverance, Ensign, May 2012, page 97. 2. We are not diminished when someone else is, fill in the blank, upon, from Jeffrey R. Holland, The Laborers in the Vineyard, Ensign, May 2012, page 31. Number 3. The truths and doctrine we have received have come and will continue to come by divine, fill in the blank, from D. Todd Christofferson, The Doctrine of Christ, Ensign, May 2012, page 86. Number 4. This life is training for eternal exaltation, and that process means fill in the blank. From Ronald A. Rasband, Special Lessons, Ensign, May 2012, page 80. Answers. Number 1. Holy Scriptures. Number 2. Added. Number 3. Revelation. Number 4. Tests and Trials. Two-word sermon. Do you, 1. Harbor a grudge? 2. Gossip. 3. Exclude others. 4. Envy another. 5. Wish to cause harm? Instead, 1. Be kind. 2. Forgive. 3. Talk peacefully. 4. Let the love of God fill your heart. 5. Do good to others. Adapted from Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Merciful Obtain Mercy, Ensign, May 2012, pages 75 and 76. Prophetic Promise. The Holy Ghost has confirmed truth in this conference and will again as you seek it, as you listen, and as you later study the messages of the Lord's authorized servants. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Mountains to Climb, Ensign, May 2012, page 26.
Note, to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org.
End of April Conference Notebook.